Thanks for listening to the Wellspring Church Podcast.
What's up, Wellspring? How y'all doing this morning? All right. So, as Trey said, most people that know me here know me as Wellspring's resident rapper. So, usually when I come out here, there's a sick beat. But today, there's not. So, sorry about that. You know, I just want to say, just to let you guys know about who I am a little bit, besides being the rapper here, I also have a couple volunteer things that I do. I lead the security team here, and you don't know who any of us are by design. We're all former CIA. We're like 24. We foil plots every single week. You're welcome. But, no, I mean, seriously, I lead some really great guys that are volunteers, and it's a really great team. And then the other thing I do is I help out with some of the singles ministry stuff here at church. And we're going to talk about that a lot today. But that has been one of the greatest pleasures of my life to not only be impacted by that ministry, but also to get to pour into that. So it's something really great that I'm very proud of. Before we get started today, there's a couple things I wanted to just share with you, just to let you know about me and my heart. First of all, I am really excited about this series. If you were here last week, you heard Trey talk about that he and I started kicking around this idea for Summer Fitness Challenge about a year ago. And when he came to me and he said, hey, man, like, we're going to do Summer Fitness Challenge, I told him, I said, that's awesome. I think it's so cool. You know, we're going to help people, you know, get physically fit and then spiritually fit at the same time. It's a great idea. And he said, yeah, and we want you to speak one week. Trey, that is a terrible idea. You want people to come back, not stay away. Like, this, I thought you knew how church worked. Come on, buddy. I was very honored that he asked me to, and I'm still not quite sure why, but we'll find out together. The second thing that I wanted to let you guys know, just right off the bat, so that you have your mind primed for what you're seeing up here, is that even a couple years ago, I would have never seen myself standing up here on Sunday morning, maybe rapping, but never standing up here sharing with you what God has done in my life. I would have never seen that. So I say that to say this, that if you're here today and you see me, you are already witnessing a miracle today. You are already seeing something that God has done and has transformed, and I can't take any credit for that. And the third thing I want to tell you guys is that I love this place. I really do. I love Wellspring, and I know that so many of you that have been here, you feel the same way. We have some amazing leaders like Trey and Eric and TJ and all these people that lead us every week and bring God to this place. You know, we have an amazing building, and if you were here before this building and you're like me, let me hear you say amen if you're thankful for this place. That's right, especially if you did set up and tear down. You know, it's great leaders, great building, but the thing that I love most about Wellspring is all of you, is the people that make up this place. We have amazing volunteer leaders. We have awesome volunteers. You guys that sit here every single week and encourage us when we're on stage, that is unbelievable, and I'm just like you guys, and I love being a part of Wellspring. And I say that in case there's anybody here for the first time, or maybe it's your second time. And I want you to know that you are in a special place where God changes lives and he moves every single week. And I want to show you that. If you are here today and your life has been impacted in any way by being a part of Wellspring, I want you to clap right now for me. So if you're here for the first time this week, I want you to know you are in a place where God is real and he's living. So Trey asked me to come talk to you guys and just to share my story. And it's so interesting to me that we have grown so much that there really aren't a ton of people that knew me back then and remember me from that period in my life, which is awesome. I'm so glad God is growing us in that way. But you saw the video, but I'm going to throw a picture up here also. And this is from about 5.5 years ago. And in this picture, I'm about 340 pounds. The biggest I'd ever been was about 350, 355. And this is not something that just came about as an adult. I've been very overweight my entire life. Ever since I was a little kid, I was very overweight. But not only that, I don't ever remember a period in my life where I felt good about who I was. not only just physically, but just who I was as a person. And I was really struggled with that a lot in my life. You know, it wasn't that I didn't have things going for me. I was very smart. I was always top of my class in high school and college. I was a funny guy. I was great at cracking jokes, especially at my own expense, as all, you know, fat people do. And, you know, I had some public speaking abilities and stuff, and I really had some things that should have made me confident, but asked me to go to the beach, asked me to lead something, or really asked me to connect with another human being on a real level, and I ran the other way. I was the least confident person on earth, and I really ultimately didn't have love for myself, and I didn't realize that God loved me also, and I didn't have that in my life. So let's fast forward to August of 2013, and I am just moved here to Myrtle Beach a couple years before that, and I had a coworker who one day was sharing some of the struggles she was having about being overweight. And again, I'm still, this is the period I'm at in my life, just for reference. And I was never that guy who complained about being overweight, because I knew if I did, then people would look at me and go, well, why don't you do something about it? And of course, I wasn't going to do that because I had tried a million times and it never worked. I'd lose 20 pounds, put back on 30. I'd lose a few pounds, go right back up. It was the same story over and over. And so this person was a friend of mine, and I felt kind of bad. And I went to her and I said, hey, why don't we all get together in the office and we'll do a little weight loss challenge. And we'll, you know, do it together. We'll do it for 3 months. We'll even put a little money on it. Yes, gambled, sorry. If you're Southern Baptist like I was, you know that's wrong. Don't do it. But anyways, we started this challenge. And I really did it, honestly, just to help my friend, because I knew in the back of my mind, I've done this before. I've tried. It never works. This is just to help a friend. Well, long story short, in that 3 months, I ended up losing about 30 pounds because we started encouraging each other to eat a little better, and we had a little gym in the office building that we would go to after work. And I thought to myself, I go, okay, like, maybe this time I can do this. Maybe this time I can make this happen. But I knew from past experience that the thing I was still missing was someone to help me, was someone to coach me, was someone to help me learn the things that I needed to. So in 2012, we had actually just started the singles community group. And in that year, 2013, a new guy had just come. His name is Alex Rogers. And if you don't know Alex, he leads the usher team. And if you don't know who they are, they're the really mean guys that tell you where to sit. They're like everybody's least favorite people here at Wellspring. I'm just kidding. They're awesome people, and you should definitely listen to them. Was that good, Alex? Are you happy with that? But Alex, if you don't know, he's a chiropractor. He's also very knowledgeable about health and fitness and things like this. And I went to him one day after community group, and I said, hey, man, like, I've been doing this stuff for a while now, but I know you know a lot about working out and eating right, and I could really use some help. Would you come to the gym with me a couple times and just show me what to do? And because of the kind of person Alex is, he said yes. And he came and he showed me some stuff, and it was great. But what happened was God started building a friendship between the two of us. And Alex, out of only thing I can describe it as the grace of God, said, you know what? I'm going to work out with you every day, Monday through Friday. And we did that for almost 2 years. He committed to this part of his life to do that for me. And that was the very first person in this story that I will say that God placed in my life to help me accomplish something. To summarize year one, I lost 100 pounds in 1 year. I actually hit the 100-pound mark the day before a year was going to take place, which was really cool. And this is a picture of my first year transformation right here. And yeah, I mean, that's really great. And a lot of people came to me and said, hey, that's so inspiring. Like, thank you for sharing. Year two was essentially what I would describe as me getting more into weightlifting. And I started doing some, like, I guess you'd call it bodybuilding type stuff. I thought I was going to be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, obviously that didn't happen. But I got really into it, and I got a passion for it, and I lost another 30 pounds that year, put on a bunch of muscle. Like, it was an amazing year, and I grew a lot. But at the end of that year, I started getting a passion for helping others. And I knew, I was like, hey, I want to help other people accomplish what I've been able to do. And so in year three, I got in the best shape I've ever been in my entire life. I got below 10% body fat. I was like crazy dedicated, went to a super dark place to get there. It's really hard. If you've ever done something like that, you know, like the fellow guys in here that know what I'm talking about. It's crazy. But the more important thing was I got my personal trainer certification that year. And I started coaching a few people and training some folks. Some of them go to Wellspring here. And, you know, I had a few people that I was able to help, and that was great, and I really enjoyed that. And I thought to myself, I go, this is what God wanted me to do. He wanted me to go through this whole experience to get fit, to be able to help other people do the same thing. And I was like, yeah, I found my purpose. And then I realized I didn't like doing it. I didn't like doing it as a business. I didn't enjoy it. I just wanted to work out with my friends and help people that way and just enjoy this. And I started to get discouraged because I was like, okay, God, like, what are you doing here? Like, I thought this was what you were trying to teach me. And I thought I'd gained all this confidence, you know, from losing weight and everything. But what I didn't realize at the time was that even though I had made this outward transformation, I had not transformed internally. And what I thought was a story about a guy who lost 130 pounds, which, don't get me wrong, I understand that's a great story. But what I thought was a physical transformation story is actually the beginning of a story about a spiritual transformation. But to get to that, we need to start this story over. So let me recap a little bit for you. My college years and 20s were pretty much a cliche, like, movie kind of thing going on. I'll do you a little montage here. I lost a girl. I lost a bunch of really close friends. And, you know, started getting depressed, started eating, started gaining even more weight, got diagnosed with high blood pressure, diabetes, got even more depressed, ate more, gained more weight. You see a cycle. And I just want a side note here. If you're in that cycle, it is a real thing. And you need to reach out and get help from somebody. There is no shame in that. And I learned that way too late. And if I can get out of it, I'm here to tell you that any of you can today. So that's just a side note, but I'm going to encourage you in that. But anyway, so I moved to Myrtle Beach in between Christmas and New Year's of 2010 because the job I had told me, hey, if you want to keep working with us, you have to move to Myrtle Beach. We need you up there. And I'm from Charleston originally. And as anybody that grew up in South Carolina, especially in Charleston, when you get told you have to move to Myrtle Beach, you kind of go, yeah, I don't want to do that. I mean, you know, it's Myrtle Beach. It's the Redneck Riviera. You know, it's tourism. We're kind of snobby in Charleston. What can I say? But, you know, knowing what I know now, going through everything that I did, the fear, the uncertainty, all those things, the pain I went through early in life, I'd do it all over again 100 times if it got me to where I am today. I really would. So I found Wellspring in early 2011. I actually found them through a Google search, like so many people here say to me also. They're like, hey, I found Wellspring through a Google search. I'm like, that's amazing. And I think that's so cool that God uses stuff like that to get people here. It's just unbelievable. But I started coming, and I'll be really honest with you guys, and this is something that's even hard for me to admit to this day. When I first started coming to Wellspring, it was almost out of obligation. I grew up in church. I got saved when I was 7 years old. My dad actually ended up becoming a pastor when I was in college. I was raised in that. I knew everything to do. I knew that Christians went to church, and I knew that if my parents called me on Sunday night or Monday, I wanted to be able to say, yes, I went to church that day. But I really did not care about pursuing God, because I had let things in my life that had hurt me or made me feel bad about myself or whatever turn me off completely. And so that's the mentality that I was here for. I was here to check a box so that I knew Christians go to church. But you see, what started happening was God started placing things in my life that would get me to move off of that path, that would get me to connect here. And the very first one, like I said, was the community group we started. I had been going to Eric's community group, which was a married one, and he came to me one week and said, hey, we would love to start a singles community group here at Wellspring. And I said, that's awesome. We really need that. And he said, yeah, we want you to lead it. And I said, Eric, do you know me? Like, we've met before, right? Like, you know. And he's like, yes, we know you're the only person we have available. That's not great for your confidence, but whatever. So we started this group, and the first year that we started it, we had 3 people. So if one person didn't show up that week, it was me and somebody else staring at each other for an hour. You want to talk about awkward. But we would go through these periods of, we would go up to 5, and then we'd drop back down to 4, and then we'd go up to 10, and then we'd drop back down to, 5 people again. And we would go through these cycle after cycle of, we could not get this thing to grow, and we got discouraged. But we started making some traction. And this is a picture right here of one of the earliest groups we had of any size. The interesting thing is that there are literally 2 of us that are still here and still at this church. So that shows you how transient it is, that group in particular. But what we started to see was that as God brought people into my life and into that group, like Alex, people like the other ones that go here, Travis Kirby, people like Sam Domeyer, people later on like Kalina Westover and Carly Lewis, and he brought these people that had the same desire to see singles change, lives changed in Myrtle Beach. As he brought them to that place, we started to see him move. And you see what he had done. Ultimately, God had placed a desire on our hearts to pour into this group. And we believe that was for 2 reasons. Number one, as many people can probably identify with, young singles move to Myrtle Beach every single day. They know no one and they have no family here. That's just the type of place we are. And we knew that they were looking for friends and they were looking for a place to connect with God, whether they knew it or not at the time. And secondly, we now believe that he was using this to prepare us to be the leaders that he wanted us to be. And the more we poured into it, the more God poured into us. And what I began to learn was that it didn't matter if I thought I was qualified to lead, because God qualified me when he asked me to. And that began to build up confidence within me to be able to do that. And you see, I began to be confident in what we were doing as a group. I was really glad and stoked on what we were doing as a community group, because I was blessed with amazing people that came alongside me and not only helped me accomplish that, but encouraged me to be the leader I needed to be. But inside, I was still lacking. I was still lacking that confidence in who God wanted me to be. And so that's when God, I believe, personally sent me 2 other people that would become integral in my life. So in 2015, Eric came to me and he said, hey man, he knew I had been working out for a long time and I was really into it. And he said, hey, I'd love to come work out with you. And I knew Eric a little bit and we were sort of friends, I guess. And I said, yeah man, come on, let's go, let's do this. So he started coming with me. And he made, this is a picture of Eric's first day that he showed up with me. And we both look a little different, as you can tell. So it's interesting. But he made a great transformation himself. Like, Eric, if you see him now, like, he's just unbelievable what he's done. He's worked so hard. And then the next year, Trey came to me and said, hey, man, I'd love to come start working out with you guys, too. And I want you to think, this is actually a picture. This was not planned. We did not plan this. That was Trey's nightmare, to be in the same shirt as me that day, I think. But I want you to imagine just for a moment that the pastor comes to you and says, hey, I want you to teach me and help me work out. We have a giant billboard in the parking lot, and you are going to be responsible for the guy that's on that billboard, what he looks like. Imagine the pressure that puts under you, let alone the guy that stands up here in front of hundreds of people every week. That's a lot of pressure. But he was okay. And so he came and started working out with us too. And the coolest part is that even though God had used a human thing, a physical thing that I had started, that I had gained knowledge to get them to come to me, what he was ultimately doing is getting them into my life to be able to pour into me. And this is why. You see, first of all, they both became my mentors. They became the people that encouraged me on a daily basis. They became the people that checked me when I needed to be. They were the people that said, hey, you know, what's going on in your life? Where can we talk about this? What can we do? And they began to help me change over time, to gain confidence in who I was in Christ, to become the leader that I needed to be, and ultimately to become the man I needed to be. And these two men became two of my best friends in the entire world. And this is how important they are to me. Eric was actually the best man at my wedding, and Trey married me. Like, that's how important these people are in my life. And I believe God placed them there to get me to where I am now. You see, throughout this journey, they helped me realize that God was giving me so many great things. He'd given me a passion for health and fitness, which was really a passion for spiritual fitness. And he had given me a desire to help other people get fit and do these life transformations. But it was really a desire to help them transform spiritually. You see, ultimately what it comes down to is this principle that Trey talked about last week, what we call providential relationships. You see, God places people in our life to help us and to push us towards his purpose. And after I got this, I felt like I was already a completely new person. I was confident. I was a leader in my local church. We had an amazing, thriving community group. I felt God moving in my life every single day. And that is when God brought what I call the final piece of the puzzle for me. And he did this. So we were starting a new semester with our community group. We were about to start a study, a winter book study. And we were going to do a book called Love, Sex, and Dating by Andy Stanley. And if you've never read it, it's an amazing book, especially if you're a teenager here or someone in your 20s or 30s that, you know, you're looking to how can you build better relationships, go get it now. It will change your life. But anyways, the leaders and I that were there, we had poured into preparing for this more than we had ever done before because we had all gotten together and we said, we feel like something big is going to happen and we wanted to be ready. So about a week before we were going to start, I get an email through the system. I get all the ones that people say, hey, I'm interested in your group. And I started emailing with this girl, and she said, hey, I don't even go to Wellspring, but I heard about your group, and I'd love to come check it out. And I said, that's great. Come on down. So she and her friend came the very first week, and she said she enjoyed it, and she would come back. I thought to myself, there is no way this girl is coming back. We talked about sex in a singles group. There is nothing more awkward than that if you've never been in one. But anyway, she actually did come back. She came the whole series. And long story short, this girl turned out to be my wife, Alyssa. And this is a picture of her. And the reason I tell that part is because I want you to know, I truly believe we never would have met if it would not have been for what God started. If he wouldn't have brought in the people to move with me and do this community group, we never would have had a place for her to be. We never would have had a community for her to be a part of. And secondly, if he never would have brought people like Alex and Eric and Trey into my life to prepare me to be the man I needed to be to meet her, I would have never been ready either. And I think it's so important that we clearly see that these providential relationships will play a huge part in whatever God has for you, and that you will never be able to fully live up to the potential he has for you unless you are connected with his people, and he will do amazing things in your life. So, but I don't want you to just take my word for it. I want to go look at what Paul has to say about this. And for those of you that may not know, Paul is one of the most important people in all the Bible. He's one of the biggest influencers of Christianity ever. And he's someone that we look to a lot. And in his letter to the Philippians, he says one of the most famous quotes in all of the Bible, where he says this. He says, "For I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Now, if you Google verses about fitness or perseverance or whatever, this is going to come up. Top 10, easily. Everybody probably knows this verse. Even if you haven't been in church, you've seen it on a coffee mug somewhere, someone's t-shirt. It's very well known. But what most people don't know is the verse that comes right after this. which says, "Even so, you have done well to share with me in my present difficulty." And the Message puts it this way. It says, "It was a beautiful thing that you came alongside me in my trouble." See, what Paul's doing here is he's writing to the Philippians and he's saying, "Hey, thank you for all you did to help me." And I think that Paul's trying to get us to see two things here. First, he's trying to get us to see that clearly, yes, we can do all things through Christ. It is only through him that I was able to accomplish anything. It's nothing because of me. But secondly, I think he wants us to see that the people that God places in our life will have a huge impact on us, and they will be a part that helps us succeed. And I think that is just amazing. He wants us to understand this and that they are going to be so important, and it's really important that you connect with those people. Ecclesiastes also reinforces this idea when it tells us that two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. You see, we were not meant to live this Christian life alone. Whether you're a Christian or not, maybe you don't even realize it, but each of us has an innate desire deep within us to connect with others, and especially to connect with others that are going to push us towards God's purpose in life. And it's so important. And that's why at Wellspring, one of our key phrases is that circles are better than rows. And what do we mean by that? We mean that, yes, being here this morning is great. We're going to learn a lot together. We're going to worship together and all these things. But to really see life change, we believe those happen in circles, in community groups, in serving teams, in friendships that you're going to form. And those are going to be the key things that push you forward in your walk with God. And this was all certainly the case with me. You see, on a physical level, God used this experience to heal me. He helped me lose 130 pounds. He took away high blood pressure and diabetes completely clean. Don't take any medications anymore. He literally pulled me out of an early grave. I believe that wholeheartedly. And he used those people and those friendships to do that. I've never been able to do that on my own. But more importantly, he used this experience to bring about a spiritual transformation. He literally brought me back to life. He took a guy who, I'll be honest with you, had pretty much given up, who thought that he would never know love, who thought that he would never know purpose, that he would never know happiness or joy because of who he was and because of where his value came from. And to be even more real, he took a guy who was ready to walk away from church, who was ready to walk away because he just didn't have any desire left within him. And he didn't have any confidence in himself or that God could do anything with him. And I'm here to tell you today that he used those people. He used the community group. He used Eric and Trey. He used people like Alex Rogers to light a fire within me and let me know that not only did he love me, but he wanted to do something amazing with my life. I'm so thankful for those people. And I'm here today to tell you that if you don't have that in your life, we need to get you connected, because you will never regret investing in either one of those. So I want to challenge you with two things. Number one, maybe you need to make a physical transformation. And I'm here today to encourage you in that. Again, if I can do it, anybody can. So what I would encourage you to do is take a step this week. Just one thing. Maybe that's finally joining that gym. Maybe it's meal prepping some healthy food for you and your family. Or maybe it's just finding somebody to be your partner and say, "Hey, I need some help. Would you pray for me about this? Or would you come to the gym with me?" Just take a step this week. It's one small thing over time builds into something huge. And I'll tell you that a physical transformation is really Christ wanting to do something spiritually in your life. I truly believe they go hand in hand. But more importantly, if you were like me and maybe you're here today and you'd say, "You know what, I need God's purpose for my life. I want a desire in my heart. I want to be used by him." Then we need to get some providential relationships for you. You will never be able to accomplish everything that Christ has for you unless you have these amazing people walking beside your side. So what I want to encourage you to do is the same thing. Take a step. Maybe that's joining a serving team. Maybe that's joining a community group. We have some going on all summer. We will find a place. Or maybe that's just making a new friend here at Wellspring. Whatever that is, we want to help you do that. And so if you need information about any of these kind of things, how to get connected here at Wellspring, we're going to tell you to text CONNECTION to 57682. And I'll tell you that God wants to move in your life. He wants to do amazing things with you. And he wants to use those relationships to help you accomplish more than you ever thought he could in your life. So just like the gym, let's get in here. Let's connect, guys. And let's realize the potential that God has for each one of us. Because you see, ultimately, God can do way more than just transform us. He can use all of us to transform Myrtle Beach. I really believe that today. Thank you guys for your time. I appreciate it. It's such an honor to be here and to be speaking today. And I love this place and I love each and every one of you. And I'm going to close this out real quick. So, dear Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the amazing people that you have brought here today, each and every one of them, dear Lord. And I just thank you for what this place means to me and what these people that you have placed in my life mean to me. I know that I would never have accomplished anything, dear Lord, first and foremost, if it wasn't for you. And then secondly, if it wasn't for the people that you so graciously put in my life. I thank you again, dear Lord, for each and every one of these folks that have come here today. May you bless them and help them to accomplish the things that you want for them. It's in your wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Thanks again for listening to the Wellspring Church podcast. For more information, sermon downloads, and more, visit wellspringchurch.tv.